Some shots pelted your way. What was the key for you tonight?
I think just continuing to keep my composure. I mean, I think that parallels with the team. One of the things we had written on our board was emotional control. We knew they were going to come with, you know, everything they had and more. And we just had to match and exceed their intensity, and I think we did that for a good majority of the game.
What have you made of your game throughout the postseason? I mean, you're 6-0 now, and you played pretty solid between the pipes. Did you expect this strong of a start in the postseason for you?
Honestly, just no expectations in general. I think anything I got was, you know, a reward. You know, playoffs are a huge reward, you know, for a good hard season. And, you know, the way the guys play in front of me, it really makes it easy. I mean, probably sound like a broken record by now, but, you know, the way they clear guys out and let me see pucks, like, makes my job so much easier.
Giving up the first goal in 5 straight games now, obviously something you don't want to do.
Right.
It's happening, but you've been able to obviously shut them down after that. So what has been working, I guess, once you do give up that goal to kind of just focus in?
Well, I think it's a testament to our team, you know, to say, hey, we've given up first goal in 5 games, and, you know, to have the mental fortitude to come back and, you know, not let that bother us. I mean, we just stick to our game plan. We know that, you know, some bad breaks are going to occur, and not to dwell on those, just continue to press. And I think that the emotional resiliency in that locker room is really high, and we're very capable, you know, of shrugging those off. So that's the key.
6-0 in the playoffs, man. Pressure build at all? Is that going to be easy for you guys to not worry about?
I don't think we worry at all. Quite honestly, I think it all comes down to preparation. We know that, you know, they're a hungry team. They've got a great road record. You know, to come in here tonight, they played us really hard. I don't think, you know, there's any more pressure than there was before. I think just continue to, you know, put the pedal to the metal here.
Helmico has been tremendous. I mean, from your point of view, what do you think the keys have been? Why have you been so successful?
We limit their chances. Like, I mean, like I said before, in reference to, you know, letting me see pucks, the D really has a great understanding of, you know, our shot lanes and sticks and lanes, and very rarely, you know, do we get seamed. And, you know, sometimes the goalie's job, if we get seamed, is to come up with a save maybe he's not supposed to make. So, like I said before, just taking ownership of that responsibility and that role, you know, to make some saves I shouldn't. And I think the goalie has to be one of the best penalty killers. So I think we're all on the same page, and that's kind of why we've been having the success we have.
Are you in the zone right now?
I don't know. It's an interesting question. I think I tend to always be in some sort of a zone. It's more of like a flow, if I could best describe it. Like, just a rhythm, you know, as I spoke to you before. Just, it's almost like, it's not like you're not trying, but like you said, I think in an earlier interview, it slows down. You know, the game slows down, and when you're seeing pucks, reading plays, it just becomes that much easier.
How nice was it to play at home again?
Oh, it's great. I mean, even you guys saw it on Wednesday night, to have as many fans as we did. I think that's just a testament, you know, to this city and, you know, the passion that they bring. You know, it's a great social fabric here that Rockford has, and to see their participation, you know, on a Wednesday night, it's truly unbelievable.
Does Friday have a chance to kind of close things out? How important is it, do you think, to get it done Friday so you have additional rest?
Well, we don't want to look at it as 3 chances to win 1 game. You know, you want to just finish them and move on and rest up and, you know, go to the second round, or the third round, excuse me. So we don't want to look at it, like I said, 3 chances to win 1. We just want to go in and play our best and win there.
Seems like the physicality picked up in this game. You even took a shot yourself. Is that kind of now what you expect from them? Is they're down 0-3?
I mean, they're going to try anything, quite honestly. So, I mean, they're throwing everything they have. And I think I got to keep my temper a little bit more in check. I think that's what they want to do, is throw us off our game. Sometimes when things aren't going great for them, you know, they just resort to anything, you know, be it chippy play. So I think, like, if we just keep our heads about us, we're going to do all right.
You have to take a minute, take a look at the back of your mask.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Just realize, you know, just take a breath and let it roll off the back.
We're all just minions here.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Good job.
Thanks.
Thanks, man. Yeah. You have four chances to win, by the way.
Pardon?
Is it four? Yeah. This is the best of seven.